Chapter 3.
He should be out by now, Letitia grumbled as she looked up from her rifle's scope, adjusting the night vision before returning to squint at the coffee shop. If he stays too long, she's going to spook and run.
My princess of paranoia is already running, Bill said, the faint accent he cultivated to give himself more class at odds with the old van, and Jen, almost unseen in the back doing her drug calculations, nodded in agreement. Her long blonde hair was almost white where the glow of the tablet caught it, and her face even paler.
It's like a fortress in there, Jen said.
The young psychologist and low-level anchor still in the dress suit she'd been wearing when he'd sent her in to evaluate Perry's state of mind and get a weight estimate.
The glass is bullet-resistant. The doors are reinforced. There might be a way in through the upper apartment. It must have cost a fortune. What is she so scared of?
Herself.
Bill fiddled with his ring, the heavy metal sporting a raised Opti logo. Jen thought about that for a moment, then went back to her calculations. Realizing the ring had turned into a nervous tick, Bill laced his hands and looked across the dark, slushy street. Three blocks over, the street zoned to service the surrounding business area was alive with jazz and late dining. But here, it was still. Perry would use the front door. She was too intuitive to not know they might be there, too proud to not face them head on. A hum pulled his attention up, the streetlight catching a glint of shiny plastic. Bill reached for the radio.
I said all drones on the ground. Minimal presence. Minimal.
It's not ours, an anonymous voice came back, and Bill frowned at the carrier logo.
She doesn't know that, he growled. It's after sunset. Bring it down.
Yes, sir.
For Christ's sake, Bill, I'm not done yet, Jen complained, and Letitia grinned, gums snapping as the blonde woman hustled to finish her calculations.
Bill leaned forward, watching the black silhouette against the lighter darkness, satisfied when an almost subliminal pulse flickered over the van's electronics, and the drone dropped like a rock. From the back, Jen sighed, her motions slow as she restarted her tablet.